The Steve Gruber Show. And yes, he does think he's smarter than his boss. Here's Steve.
To you with the truth. The truth is important here. And the truth is this, and I'm going to use this 2015 DEA report because it's part of the Obama administration, the Drug Enforcement Administration, saying that these Mexican poly drug organizations traffic heroin, methamphetamines, cocaine, and marijuana throughout the United States using established transportation routes and distribution networks. They control drug trafficking across the southern border and are moving to expand their share of illicit drugs, particularly heroin. That's from a DEA report in 2015. The headline of that report: most illegal drugs enter via Mexico. Cartels are the greatest criminal threat to U.S. So said the DEA in 2015, and yet the Democrats would have you believe that somehow this is a manufactured, made-up crisis. On the front end of this battle for control of the southern border is Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. Ronna, welcome back.
Always good to be here. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Good to have you here. Obviously, heels are dug in on both sides. I think that next time, if there is a next time, that Chuck and Nancy want to come to the White House for tea, that we put the cameras back in there. Because I think when the president says, let's compromise, let's see if we can get something done here, and they say no, or Nancy says, I'll give you a dollar or something ridiculous, I think the American people should see that. What do you think?
I agree, and I think transparency is key to this process. You know, Democrats have voted time and time again to secure our border. Chuck Schumer's voted for it four times. Yet when President Trump proposes very reasonable, common-sense solutions, Democrats are saying no, and they're rejecting it. And it is a crisis. It's continuing to escalate. And here are a couple of the facts that I think people should be aware of. Asylum claims are up 1,700% over the past 8 years. We have 800,000 cases now backlogged in our court. We had 20,000 children come into our country illegally just last month. It is a deluge. Our system cannot handle the amount of people coming into our country illegally. We need to fix this problem.
No question.
And Democrats are just sitting on the sidelines. Why? Because they hate Donald Trump?
Yes,
is that
clearly.
What we sent them to Washington to do? Hold a grudge match because they don't like who the American people elected in 2016? Is that going to be the standard course of operations for the rest of our country? We don't like who you elected, so we won't work with them.
And if we don't like who we elected,
and it's hurting the country.
Yeah, we'll throw around terms like impeachment, too. If we don't like you, we'll just get rid of you because we don't like you politically. Now, the other thing that's important and missing from this conversation when you watch the cable news and so forth, Ron, and you know this, you watch a lot of this stuff, is the fact that nobody's talking about the fact that the president is offering 50,000 new beds for those stuck in this middle ground there at the border, and $800 million for health care for these folks that are in this middle ground, not knowing if they're going to come to the United States or where they're going to end up permanently. Those things aren't being discussed, but the humanitarian crisis is real. Human trafficking is real. Michigan, one of the worst human trafficking states in America, so it affects us directly here in our home state, and these are all very real things. This is not a made-up crisis. 2,000 people today will come across that border illegally, and I think it's time for, I think it's time for these people to get honest about what's really happening. Your thoughts?
I agree, and it is a humanitarian crisis, and it's interesting that the mainstream media right now is saying, oh, this is manufactured, when a month ago they were reporting on these two children that just died making this treacherous journey,
right,
coming to our country, when they were reporting on these families and the separation policy that had started under President Obama, and the president signed the executive order to make sure families weren't separated, and then the 12,000 kids that are being held by HHS right now that have come unaccompanied. I mean, something's wrong with our system when these parents and other countries are feeling so desperate that they're sending their kids on this treacherous journey alone because they think that's the best way to get into our country. Canada doesn't allow that. They don't allow unaccompanied minors to come into their country. Fix the problem. Create good legal immigration. Create merit-based immigration so we can fill the jobs in this country because our country's booming and our economy's doing well and we need more workers. And then stop putting people in this perilous situation because of the uncertainty with our immigration system that people are crossing illegally and putting their families in desperate situations.
And no question.
It is common sense.
And in fact, the Democrats have talked about enhanced fencing. This is one of the things they've talked about just since taking over Congress, that they would support high-tech border security, drones, satellites, weapon sensors, drug sensors, enhanced fencing. What is the difference between enhanced fencing and a wall? I mean, I don't care what you call it. They're playing games. They're playing word games and semantics, because this came from the Democrats. Oh, and by the way, both the Democrats and Donald Trump are suggesting 1,000 new border agents. Can't we find some common ground here? Because they agree on these things. They agree on a physical barrier. They call it an enhanced fence, and we call it a wall or an enhanced. And what difference does it make, Ron? They are simply stalling the process. And while this goes on, people like Ranel Singh, the police officer in Newman, California, murdered by an illegal alien, and other people know the damage that can be done. We need to get our act together.
Yeah, you're exactly right. In 2013, 54 Senate Democrats gave $40 billion. They voted for $40 billion for a barrier, a wall, enhanced fencing, whatever it is. Now, one thing that's not being reported also is that where we do have these physical barriers in Tucson and El Paso and Yuma, the crossings are down 90%. So it does work. And the president is listening to the people on the front lines, the ICE agents, the Border Patrol agents, who are saying this is what we need. He's not pulling these proposals out of the sky. He's actually listening to the experts on the ground. Now, the Democrats are taking a different tack. You've seen Ocasio-Cortez say, let's abolish ICE. Obviously, you've seen in our state, Rashida Tlaib, other new congressional members, Haley Stevens, Elise Lotkin. Where are they on this? Gary Peters, they're not being vocal. They know that this is a problem that affects Michigan, and it's common sense. And it's time to solve things in Washington instead of continuing to kick the can down the road.
Agreed.
If you really care about this humanitarian crisis, solve the problem.
Do you think the president, we're here with Ronna McDaniel, chairwoman of the RNC. Do you think that the president, he's traveling to the border today, as you know. Do you think he's going to declare a national emergency? Because to me, that's the out that exists, because if he declares a national emergency, he'll probably get pushed back by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. But politically speaking, he can say, I've taken it as far as I can in fighting it to this extent. And the Democrats can say, well, we didn't give in. Is that the way we get to refunding the government? Because payday's tomorrow and people are going to miss paychecks tomorrow, 800,000, give or take. Do you think he'll declare that national emergency?
I know it's on the table. I was with the president yesterday as he spoke to the Senate leaders. Two things that were very clear to me. One is that the president isn't doing this out of any re-election bid hopes or anything like that. He believes this is a crisis. This is the right thing to do. He did not come to Washington to sit on his hands. He saw that Washington was inefficient and ineffective at solving major issues, and he's holding politicians' feet to the fire and saying, let's get things done that we have been promising for 30 years. And that is his focus. And he also is very empathetic towards those people who are going to lose their paychecks. He wants to get this solved. But he is saying to Democrats, come to the table. Just come with bipartisan. Let's compromise. But Nancy has said, not a dollar.
No, she said $1.
Penny.
Yeah, she said,
that's who she is.
Yeah, she said $1, actually. She offered $1, which is insulting and silly. Yeah. But I say, bring the cameras in. Ronna, greatly appreciate you stopping in. I know you're very busy with all of this going on, but we'll keep an eye on it, and hopefully we'll talk again soon, and hopefully we'll get this put behind us and put the American people's security first. Ronna McDaniel, thank you.
Thank you.
There you have it. Ronna McDaniel here on the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, parents. Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Adopt Us Kids and the Ad Council.
Everybody, let's go. Ho, ho, ho. Welcome, everyone, to West High School Spring Fling. Hey, where we up?
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. Okay, I went through the practice sessions. I slept good. I feel good.
We will now begin the test. Please take out your pencils.
I got this.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you had the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help us get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.